You're listening to Tell Me in 10, a publicity podcast for female entrepreneurs on the go. I'm your host, Danielle Byer Jackson, a high school teacher turned publicist and the founder of Tell Public Relations. And on this show, I'm teaching you everything you need to know to increase your visibility and enhance your reputation, all in 10 minutes or less. All right, ladies, class is in session. Today, I'm doing a solo episode to talk to you very briefly about cancel culture. Lately, the phrase is everywhere. And as a business owner, you might be scared to say the wrong thing online, succumb to the perceived vitriol that can come as a result. But let's get real. What does cancel culture even mean? Is it a kiss of death for your brand, or are we totally misunderstanding how it works altogether? Here are three things to keep in mind. One, cancel culture isn't new. Let's face it, all we mean by cancel culture is that you withdraw your support from a brand, public figure, or company because something's emerged that you don't like. We've been doing that since forever, but now it's branded as cancel culture. The truth is that customers have a right to withdraw their support, their financial backing from brands that don't align with their values. Now, there is a big difference between withdrawing support and trying to come for a brand or actively shame certain people, sure. But deciding that you're uncomfortable with history that's emerged, with things that have been said or done, or discovering that they financially support a cause that you just don't agree with and goes against your integrity in some kind of way, that's within a customer's right to do. Okay? That is within a customer's rights. Here's the second thing I want you to keep in mind. You can't allow fear to immobilize you as a business owner. It's a very real fear that some of us have. You don't want people to withdraw support from your brand or company as a result of something that you've said on social media or as the result of a new partnership that you formed with someone that your consumers don't agree with. But here's the thing, that's inevitable. Sometimes the risk of losing followers simply comes with the territory of being a business owner who has very real commitments to critical non-negotiable values. You can't always get everybody on board, and maybe that's okay. Because the other choice, your other option, is to say nothing about everything. But as a responsible business owner who takes ownership over the brand's positions, speaking out is just part of the game. Ironically, taking a strong stand on an issue can actually have the opposite effect. A huge number of people might come to support you because of the stance that you took. And the third thing I want you to keep in mind is that customers actually want to know where you stand. So hopefully that puts some of you at ease who are like, I don't know if I should, you know, boldly claim a certain position, stance, opinion. Well, a recent report on communication and public sentiment found that 66% of people expect you to take a strong position on causes. So gone are the days where you kept political views to yourself. Now, I understand for some of us, we're like, I don't know if I feel comfortable with that. Okay. But really, I personally believe that you have millennials and Gen Z to thank for that. There's a new wave of people who actively are looking to see what you align with and what you believe, whether that's advocating for racial justice or sustainable fashion. These customers want to know that the brands that they support are actively doing something about the issues that they care about most. So, I mean, if you don't want to get too controversial, then you at least have to address the elephant in the room instead of staying quiet on particular subjects. You know, if you're a local coffee shop, one unique way to address the pandemic without getting caught up in the details of everything would be to share what safety precautions you're taking to make it possible for customers to come and get coffee safely with their friends. That says, I believe in keeping you safe. We believe in wearing masks and we are distancing here. And you can trust us to do all the things we need to do to keep you from harm. But this is our position. We are opening our doors. We are still going to serve customers. They might like that or not, but you stand by that. Okay. I'm picking like a really kind of softball controversial example, but you get the gist. So whether you choose to speak out and take a stand, that's up to you. Ultimately though, you'll find more freedom in leaning into what you believe other than just, you know, staying silent. So we end every episode by giving you homework since you're here with us in the classroom. Your homework for today is this. It's a two-part assignment. It's a two-part assignment, okay? The first is I want you to think about an issue that you've been being quiet on, even though you like to take a position on it, and you've been remaining silent out of fear. I want you to think of a meaningful way to actually post about it within the next week or two. Whether that's on social media, whether that's making just a small remark, some small commentary in your next email to subscribers. But I want you to take that stance. Yes. And the second part of it is this. I want you to think about the worst that can happen. And here's where my coaching training is coming into play, okay, with this assignment. I want you to think about the thing that you actually fear happening most. What's the worst that can happen? Sometimes we are immobilized from action because we're so scared of what might happen instead of leaning into that picture. So actually visualize, okay, you've made the post, you've taken the position. What are you scared of happening? And then I want you to plan for what you will do. What would you do? Okay, it becomes less scary if we actually entertain the idea and then prepare and plan accordingly. If somebody quote unquote cancels you for something or people withdraw their support because of something you said, even unintentionally, listen to their issues. You might learn something. Or you might opt to totally disregard their complaint, and that's fine too. How you respond is your choice. Now, fortunately, you know Tell Public Relations, we're here for you. So we've posted before on how to respond to hard things or how to make a public apology. We've talked about that, I think, earlier this week on our platform. Okay, so we've got you. We got your back. But the thing is, you're going to see an increase of followers because of the position you took. People who want to actively seek you out to buy from you because they think to themselves, oh my gosh, me too. Thank you for boldly saying that. Yes. Okay, that's the quote unquote risk you take on the other side as well. Okay, so it's just a little something to think about as you entertain boldly proclaiming a particular position that you've been sitting silent on. Okay, and if you need support as you work through it, you know where to find us on Instagram at Tell Public Relations or anytime at our website at tellpublicrelations.com. If this wasn't enough and you want to stay after class for more, then join us at tellpublicrelations.com/members-only, where our private members get access to exclusive podcast content, PR trainings, and best of all, first dibs on real live media opportunities. That's tellpublicrelations.com/members-only. And until then, class dismissed.